Thank you for downloading the PR Week, PR Week's weekly podcast. For more podcasts as well as breaking news, visit prweek.com.
Hi, this is Steve Barrett from PR Week. I am at Cannes with Vineet Mehra, who's the CMO of Ancestry.com. Vineet, welcome to the PR Week podcast and welcome to Cannes.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
You're all the way in from San Francisco, and you've been in the role 6 months.
Yep.
Came over from J&J, Johnson & Johnson. So I imagine that was quite a big change. What are you looking at doing at Ancestry.com, and how different is the job of a CMO or a marketer at a tech company like Ancestry.com on the West Coast to a sort of pharma company in New Jersey?
Yeah,
a bit more global than that, but you know, I'm thinking about head office wise.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the reasons I accepted the job at Ancestry. I think it's pervasive of where the function is going. You know, in a tech company, specifically a consumer facing internet company, you've got end to end sort of no retail intermediary between yourself and your end consumer. And I think the way marketing is going is you got to build a brand, but you also got to have that bottom of funnel acquisition marketing. And at Ancestry, because you've got the full funnel, you're able to do both of those things. So you're just flexing more muscles, leveraging data in ways that you can't when you've got a retail intermediary in between. And I think it's really kind of, we're going to form a modern marketing machine and what marketing is all about today.
Tell us about that, mixing up data into your marketing and being creative within that and making sure that you are, you know, using it in a smart way.
Sure. So, you know, one of the beauties of being, again, at a direct-to-consumer internet company is I can track consumer behavior all the way from TV viewership to website traffic within a five-minute window. I can take that website traffic and convert it into, did they purchase something, not purchase something? So it's this art you have to have of brand and performance, right? So you still see a lot of Ancestry TV advertising that plays a critical role to differentiate and position our brand. But then at the same time, you need CRM and display and all the other elements of your marketing mix to work hard to acquire lower down the funnel. And so it's this meshing of ad tech to sort of activate that bottom funnel marketing. The data coming in has to be sort of readable and easily formattable. I literally have an app on my phone that I can track every channel's performance by minute, by hour from an acquisition standpoint. But at the same time, we're doing quote unquote old school marketing with great brand TV campaigns. When all that comes together, that's sort of, I think, what the modern marketing engine is.
Yeah, and really it's a business that utilizes the power of the internet, doesn't it? My father was actually a genealogist like 30 years ago, and his job was basically going to look up old files, going to the records libraries, going around the country or researching. Now, of course, you can do it all online, can't you? So how has that changed the interest in genealogy?
It's a great question. So really interesting to hear about your dad. So, I mean, Ancestry for the last 10 years has essentially been digitizing the world's census records, military records, things of that nature. So to your point, you used to have to go to a reference library to get this information. We've essentially digitized a lot of the world's most important information as it goes to migrations of humans, movements, military, police records, death records, things like that. So you can really do research on your family and where they came from without going to the library. Most recently, though, we are now the largest consumer genomics company in the world. I don't know if a lot of people know that. And our DNA product, what it's done is it has essentially unlocked genealogy for a whole new generation of folks. So even though Ancestry.com has digitized records and made it easier, it's still a research-based product, right? It's a subscription model. You need to go online, spend time with the product, and really understand what you're looking for. But not everyone has the time for that or the interest in that. But this notion of understanding where you're from and who you are is a universal notion. It's just not everyone's going to research it. Mm-hmm. The DNA product has allowed us to open that notion up to basically the whole world. And now you can understand your background, your ethnicity, all the parts of the world you come from within weeks.
And that's a logical adjunct to the genealogy product, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So you're going up against people like 23andMe for the genomics product, but you've got the full suite, I suppose?
Yeah, I mean, I think companies, genomics is a big word. It can be used in many different ways. we are absolutely focused on this notion of human genomics. What I mean by that is understanding who you are, where you're from, right? So what makes us unique is that we've got years and years and years of family tree data, right? When you connect that to your genomic data and your ethnicity, which is genomics also, those two data sets together, that's big data in the world of understanding who you are. So we're using advanced things behind the scenes like machine learning, big data. We've got big data trees. We're essentially trying to build a relatedness graph of the world. And only we can do that because we've got the genomic side and the family tree side. And so that's our focus.
Fascinating stuff. And finally, we're in Cannes, not the worst place to spend a few days. But what's the sort of business reason for coming here? And what do you hope to get out of it? And what are there any particular trends you're looking to see this week?
Yeah, so for me, Cannes is all about understanding what's coming. You know, you walk around, you meet people, you meet with vendors, and you just get a little glimpse into what's happening for the next couple of years. It's a big-time shifting industry, so I think you got to stay ahead of the trends. That's why I come here. I think a couple of themes that we're going to see, I have two. I think one is you're going to hear, with everything going on in the world, with all the kind of craziness ensuing, I think you're going to start to hear marketers talk about our responsibility to leverage our powers of sort of persuasion and influence to connect people in ways they never have been before. I think dives deeply into my heart product, and I think it's going to be a theme you're going to hear. I think the second thing is, and I'm actually noticing it a little, it might just be me, I think tech has overcome the human side of marketing, and I can sense this sort of feeling of going back to basics, but you know, still keeping the tech alive. So not tech for the sake of tech, but tech for the sake of creating better consumer experiences. And I can kind of sense it even in the layout, the signs I see this year. It's a little different than the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I think it may be coming back. I think, you know, those old techs, the things that we all grew up with, I think that's going to matter more and more.
Interesting stuff. Well, Vineet, have a great week, and thanks for spending a few minutes with PR Week.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.